This is Market You First.
Market You First.
It's time to learn to sell what you bring to the table, not what you're selling. This is Market You First. This is your host, Wes Wyatt.
Hey, everybody, this is Wes Wyatt, and this is the Market You First podcast. Have you ever finished a busy day feeling exhausted and then wondered what you actually accomplished? Today, I'm going to share three proven prioritization methods that are going to help you transform how you approach your workday and showcase your unique value. So why does this matter? When you don't prioritize effectively, you're basically handing your time over to whoever shouts the loudest or whatever shouts the loudest. It doesn't matter if it's your email, your most demanding client, or that social media notification that just popped up. For side hustlers and entrepreneurs, this is especially dangerous because you have so limited time to begin with, okay? Poor prioritization doesn't just waste your time, it dilutes your personal brand. When you're scattered across a half dozen half-finished projects, you can't demonstrate excellence in any one area. So your clients are going to see inconsistency instead of expertise. Your social followers are going to see sporadic content instead of valuable insights. And you're going to feel perpetually behind instead of confidently in control. The methods I'm sharing today aren't just about checking more boxes. They're about strategically choosing which boxes deserve your attention in the first place. So here are the three key takeaways that should help you with this. Number one is the Eisenhower Matrix. Divide your tasks into four quadrants: urgent and important, which is do it now; important but not urgent, which is a scheduled time; urgent but not important, which is where you delegate; and not urgent or important, which is something that you should eliminate. Now, the magic happens in quadrant two. Important but not urgent tasks like planning, relationship building, and skill development. These tasks are going to build your personal brand, but are easy to postpone. Block 90 minutes each morning for quadrant two activities before the day's urgency takes over. Number two is the 1-3-5 rule. Each day, commit to completing one big task, three medium tasks, and five small tasks. So the power is in the limitation. By capping your daily commitments, you force yourself to prioritize what truly matters. Your one big task should directly showcase your core expertise. For a graphic designer, this might be finalizing that brand guide. For a consultant, it might be delivering the presentation that demonstrates your unique approach. And then last but not least, number three, the personal value filter. For each task, ask, does this amplify my unique value or just keep me busy? Create a two-column list with value building and maintenance headings. Aim for 60% of your time in the value building column, and these are the tasks that highlight your expertise, build relationships, or create intellectual property that's going to set you apart. So now here's the big question. How do you market you first? How do you make this personal? Your prioritization system needs to reflect what makes you valuable in the marketplace. A social media manager might prioritize staying current on platform changes. A leadership coach might prioritize deep reading and reflection time. A wedding photographer might prioritize editing signature shots that showcase their unique style. Look at your to-do list right now. Which items are going to directly connect to your unique offering? Those should rise to the top. For tasks that don't highlight your value, but still need to be doing, consider the templates, automation, or delegation. And your time is too valuable to spend on tasks that don't showcase what makes you special. Remember, how you prioritize tells the market what you value. Make your calendar reflect your expertise, not just your availability. So today, your call to action is grab a blank sheet of paper, draw the Eisenhower Matrix, the four simple quadrants for the next 2 hours, filter every incoming task, email, and request through that matrix. Notice how many tasks you typically tackle that aren't truly related to your personal brand. Then schedule a reoccurring 90-minute block tomorrow morning dedicated solely to important but not urgent tasks that showcase your unique value. If you found any of today's prioritization strategies helpful, don't forget to like, share, comment, and subscribe. After you're listening to the podcast, go to WesWyatt.com, scroll down to where you can put in your name and your email address, and subscribe to our insider emails. I'll provide you with all the tips, tricks, and nuggets I find on effective prioritization and much more. If you have questions, go to WesWyatt.com, scroll to the bottom right. You're going to see a little thought bubble. That's my chat feature. I don't monitor that live, but I will get back to you very promptly. And last but not least, make sure you visit WesWyatt.com/disclaimer for important context regarding this podcast, posts, and info that I provide. All right. Thank you for tuning in for another episode of the Market You First podcast. Until we talk next time, have a dynamite day.
You've been listening to the Market You First podcast. You are the most important thing you can sell. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from the show. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. And we'll be back soon. But to find the show notes and everything about the Market You First podcast, visit MarketYouFirst.com. On behalf of your host, Wes Wyatt, and the whole Market You First team, have a dynamite day. We'll be right back.